So I want to begin for those that were not here last week. Let's go back. We're not going to read all 15 verses, but I want to go back to the Gospel of John in chapter 3. And we're going to go to verse, I believe it was 14 and 15. Amen. So we're going to begin there just to do a little recap. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And in the Gospel of John, in chapter 3, again, you know, the Lord was talking to Nicodemus. He came during the night in secret. He needed to understand some things. He had a lot of questions for the Lord. And one of the things that the Lord Jesus said to him was, "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." Amen. This is the word of the Lord. Oh, Father God, may your church right now, may you reveal to us, Father God, scripture and point us to your Son, Jesus Christ, through the Old Testament, the Psalms, the Proverbs, and all scripture that we read today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. 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 So here we have again, we spoke about this last week. Hallelujah. I mean, he's making a comparison. This is a form of a type and shadow. You know, when the Israelites were in the wilderness, amen. And we read last week from Numbers, we're not gonna go there, Numbers 21, 6 through 9. Jesus, you know, was talking about an instance where in the wilderness people were just complaining against Moses, against God, against Abraham, and through their spoken words, because the Israelites said, "Oh, I wish we would go back to Egypt. I wish we would die here right in the wilderness." Well, guess what? They rejected God. They kept being rebellious, and exactly what they spoke out is exactly what was happening. So the word is saying here, just as Moses lifted up this brazen serpent on a pole for all who looked on it would be healed, because remember, the Lord sent poisonous snakes into the wilderness and people began to die. So they started complaining, "What is going on? What is this?" So Moses prayed to God and spoke to God, and then told Moses, "Well, you know what? Lift up a brazen serpent on a pole, and whoever looks onto that pole, they will be healed." And in the same manner, this is what the Lord Jesus was spoken, in the same manner that happened in the Old Testament, in Numbers, and while Moses was with the Israelites, hallelujah, the Lord Jesus was revealing to Nicodemus, in that same matter, Jesus would be lifted up on the cross, and all who look to him with true faith, amen, with true faith, will be healed of the outbreak that sin brought into their hearts. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Weren't we in total sin before we met the Lord? Amen. Yes. Well, the Israelites were sinning, yes, left and right, complaining, gossiping. I mean, cursing the ground that they were standing on. Amen. Hallelujah. So this is what the Lord was referring to. And last week we were speaking about, you know, in just these two verses, you know, there's some key themes in here that I wanted to explore. And one of them that we spoke about was the problem of sin. Amen. But, Amen. The Lord Jesus came to deliver us from the problem of sin. Amen. He, you know, his son Jesus sacrificially gave it all at the cross. He was lifted up. He was hung on the cross. And through the death of Jesus, when he died, everything, the curse, all sins, past, present, and future, fell upon the Lord. Amen. So there was a problem of sin. But then in the same token, the provision of salvation came to pass through the Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, because the Son of God was lifted up on the cross. Amen. And like just like the serpent was lifted up, all who would look at him would be healed, would be saved. Hallelujah. From further sickness. Well, today, all who would believe in the Lord Jesus, amen, who look up unto the cross and believe by faith that he is the Son of God, amen, we were saved, we were healed, we've been delivered, and we've been restored. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And that is the good news of the gospel, church. That is the good news. See, you see, Jesus didn't just take our sin figuratively. He literally became our sin. Then he suffered the wrath of God for our sin. Hallelujah. So he became what we were so that we could become what he was. That we wouldn't become what he was. Amen. By his stripes, we became healed. By him giving his life on the cross, we became saved. Today we have eternal life because we believe in the Son of God. We believe that he sent his Son to hang on a tree and pay all our debt. He shed his blood. Amen. So that today we may be forgiven. And through that forgiveness, not only are we forgiven, but we also have salvation. We have eternal life. And on top of that, we are healed. We were healed in the name of Jesus. We went through healing scriptures at the end of last sermon. Amen. So again, there are type and shadows from in the Old Testament that point to the Messiah, that point to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And today I want to talk to you about the power of faith. So we have the problem of sin, the provision of salvation that we spoke about a week ago. And today I just want to touch on the power of faith. Because without faith, it is impossible to receive salvation. We all when we received the Lord Jesus Christ, right? Did you see Jesus? Did you see God in front of you in order to believe that he was true, that he was truly alive? No, we believe by faith and we receive what God wanted to give us so bad, which is a brand new life. We were born again. Amen. Our spirit was reborn. Our spirit was dead, but we were born again by believing by faith that Jesus is the Son of the living God. Amen. And we accepted him. We believe that he died on the cross. And we know that on the third day he resurrected. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So there is power in faith. Amen. So the Israelites didn't need to do anything but to look at the bronze serpent that was on the pole. Because their healing was not based on their works or status or efforts, only on their willingness to trust God's provision. So God made provision for the Israelites, amen, when they were being bit by those poisonous snakes. And because Moses prayed to God, and God is so merciful, amen, that he made a provision and he placed his serpent on the pole and he told Moses, whoever looks at that serpent will not die. But those who will not look, they will surely die. And do you know what? Some of the people did not look at that pole. They rebelled and they're like, we're not looking. And the word says that many people died. My Lord, hallelujah. I mean, we have a way out. Why not? Why not take it? Amen. So similarly, salvation in Christ is not about our good deeds, as we know. It's not about our rituals, religious rituals. I remember going to Catholic church and there were so many religious rituals that I had to make every time that I went to a mass or a service. Amen. And salvation in Christ is also not about our moral efforts. Amen. It's not about doing the right thing. It is about trusting in the finished work of Jesus on the cross. That's what it's all about. Amen. And let's turn to Hebrews 11:1. Let's go there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So faith is a real thing. It is substance and evidence. Amen. It is just substance and evidence of things that can't be seen. It says it right here. You can't see it, right? We have no evidence of seeing certain things. Amen. But they exist. Did you believe that God exists?
Yes.
And you do it by faith because you can't see God. So our belief is by faith. Some people have mistakenly thought that faith is believing that something is real when it really isn't. And that if they believe it hard enough and long enough, then it becomes real to them. That doesn't even make sense. Amen. There's certain things you just can't see it. You can't see God. You've never seen the Son Jesus Christ, but yet by faith we believe because it's in Scripture. By faith we believe because we've heard the voice of God. By faith we believe because we know that the Lord Jesus gave us, when he departed, gave the disciples his own spirit to live and abide in them. We know because we know that by faith the Lord has already sealed us with the Holy Spirit of promise. And he is our helper. He's our guide. When we need to ask something, God answers.
Amen.
He really does answer. It may not be instantly, but he will eventually answer because God answers all prayers. All prayers. Not some. All prayers. Amen. Some prayers take a little bit more time, but sometimes he's trying to work things out in other people, in other situations. Because remember, it's about people. The Lord is concerned about people. So sometimes there's certain people that are even being oppressed by the enemy. Because they allowed their sight to be veiled. So there's certain things that God is working out, but prayers are answered instantly. Amen. You just may not see it because God is still working. He's working in the behind the scenes. And that's okay because that's where faith comes in. I don't see it. I still have symptoms. Amen. I still have a headache. I don't see it, but I know that I'm healed. See, you got to know that you know because faith is real. It is the substance, like we read. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Something you believe. But it has evidence of things not yet seen. Amen. And that's where faith comes in. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
And so you know, people say, you know, I believe it when I see it. Well, that's not faith. That is not faith. You know, we can't think that something doesn't really exist just because we can't see it, taste it, hear it, smell it, or feel it. Amen. You know, when you turn on the TV, do you see the frequencies that are happening behind the realms and the you don't see the frequencies that are happening that makes that TV work.
Right.
There's a lot of networks going on behind the scenes. Amen. You don't see the frequency. Well, our faith then becomes that, the receiver that takes what is already true, amen, in the spiritual realm and makes it physically manifest in the natural realm. That's faith. You follow me?
Yes.
Amen.
And, you know, is anybody lost here? Because I want to make sure you get this.
Amen.
This is faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And faith, believe it or not, faith is simple. Just as looking, you know, just as looking at the serpent required no complicated action. You just turn your head and you look, right? Salvation comes through simple faith in Christ. It's simple. We made it harder. As a matter of fact, in my life, other believers made it harder for me because they kept judging me and criticizing me and putting me down. And I'm like, what kind of God are you serving? I don't want that type of God. Amen. So it took me years to even receive the Lord until one true believer. Amen. Because let's face it, not all Christians are followers of Jesus. Not all Christians are believers. They may call themselves Christians, but they're not really walking the walk. They're not preaching. They're not walking what they preach. Amen. And I had the unfortunate time many years ago of people that kept coming to me trying to hit me over the head with the word of God, but yet still criticize me, judge me for my lifestyle.
That's right.
Well, you'll never get somebody, amen, to turn to God when you begin to judge them and criticize them. Amen. And count all their faults. Amen. Because in the reality is like you should be looking at self and counting all your faults and all that God has forgiven you. This is where grace comes in.
Splinter in your eye.
My goodness. Amen.
Your own front door.
That's right.
You know, when you have a log in your eye.
Exactly. Yeah, you'll find that, I believe, in Luke, right? You know, you want to take out the speck of my eye, but yet you have a log in your eye.
In your eye.
What the heck? Like, come on, people. Like, you know, but God is so merciful that he brought me to the right person. Amen.
Amen.
I went to church.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I thank God that I received the Lord. No guilt,
Amen.
No shame, no condemnation, because God is not into that.
Nope.
God doesn't embarrass people, amen. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, when people they can receive within their heart salvation. I, for one, you can come up to the altar and receive, but I, for one, I know people that receive when they were having communion. They receive when inside their heart, within themselves, they did the Lord's Prayer, amen. And they receive the Lord. There are signs that follow. By the fruit, you will know them. So faith is simple. Just have faith. Believe God.
Amen.
Even though you can't see him. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And let me tell you something. Faith is urgent, too. Those who were bitten by snakes did not have time to delay. These were poisonous snakes. They didn't have time to delay. What happens when somebody gets bit with a poisonous snake? Well, right now, like if you were to go into the woods and you get bit with a poisonous snake, what happens? You gotta suck the poison out of you. Otherwise, you will die.
Right.
So here, faith is urgent because they did not have time not to look to the serpent pole. Likewise, we must respond to Christ today. Today. Amen. Amen. Yes. Today is the time of salvation. 2 Corinthians 6:2. I believe that's where it's at. Amen. Let's turn there. 2 Corinthians 6:2.
Amen.
I keep saying I'm going to put little stickers on my Bible, but I never have time. For he says, in an acceptable time, I have heard you, and in the day of salvation, I have helped you. This is actually a quote from the prophet Isaiah, always pointing to the Lord. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Right now. Mm-hmm. Right now, today, right now. We got to respond to Christ right now.
Right there, people.
So this, you know, I just quoted a part from the book of Isaiah 49:8. Isaiah spoke prophetically about a time and a day when the Lord would save the people of Israel. Amen. And Paul said it here. Hallelujah. Paul said, behold, now we're reading it. Behold, now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. So I believe this is emphasizing that one of the ways that we keep from receiving the grace of God in vain is to seize the moment, right? We can't put off seeking the Lord for a more convenient time because tomorrow may never come. Tomorrow, as we know, is not promised to anyone. Amen.
Amen.
And nobody knows when the Lord is going to return back. Nobody knows the time.
Not even the sun.
That's right. So we can't put off something, you know, like there's a famous quote, don't put off today for tomorrow what you can do today. Why? Mm-hmm. Tomorrow's not promised. Tomorrow may never come. So faith gives substance to what we hope for, right? And the reality is no hope. No faith, right? Hope is like a thermostat. It's not the power unit, but it controls the power unit, right? Amen. So you know, without hope, there's really no faith. If you have no belief, there's really no faith, right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hope
That's
involves
right.
and let me add this to it. Hope involves our imagination. Amen. What, mm-hmm. you know, what are you hoping for? Is there a prayer that you're hoping that God will answer?
Yes.
Amen. And if there is, then begin to positively imagine what you want to see happen, what you're praying for. So when you put all these things together, you got to have that desired result in your positive imagination before our faith can bring it to pass into the physical realm. You understand? In other words, let's say you were diagnosed with a sickness. Amen. And you get a doctor's report. Amen. But you know what the word says. The doctor's report says you're going to have so much time to live. And yet, but the word tells you that by Jesus' stripes, you were healed.
Amen.
Amen. So what are you going to do? You're going to begin imagining yourself in a casket at the funeral home, people crying around you. You know what? The other day I was in school and one of the students was diagnosed with cancer 4 months ago. And she's in school. And she shared with us that when she got the diagnosis, she called her kids, guys, this is it, I've been diagnosed. And she literally saw herself inside a casket in the funeral home, her three children crying. She needed to get her affairs in order until one day she was reading the word and just revelation popped and said, whoa, 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 whoa. But the word says, by his stripes, I'm already healed. The word says that Jesus bore sickness and infirmities on the cross for me. What am I doing? So for her imagination to begin to work. And she began to positively see herself going to school. This is before she started school. Going to school, becoming a student, being joyful, seeing her kids, being around her kids for Christmas, and so forth. Amen? And that's the power of imagination. Right now, she's in school with me. Amen? And what an inspiration to be a witness to the power of God, because we believe that by his stripes, she's already healed.
Amen.
And she may go through the motions, but we know she's healed. Amen. One of my professors, Barry Bennett, was diagnosed with cancer. Amen. In 2020, a few years back. Amen. And he was like, it can't be, because I know the word. By his stripes, I'm healed. But then those five senses, the emotion, the feeling, right? The mind began to work on him. And then he heard a still small voice that said, Barry, you will not die.
Amen.
Do you know what that did to his faith? My Lord. Mm-hmm. Listen, he did go through chemo because God gave him the green light. He told him, Barry, you're not going to die. And God's word never returns void. And never. God met Barry where his faith was.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. That's right.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Medicine is okay. Amen. You know, God is the one that's going to decrease that medication in you, but he will talk to you about it. You can't Amen. Just stop taking anything that the doctor gives you, because God created and gave talent to the doctors.
That's
Amen.
True.
If it wasn't for doctors of hospitals, none of us would be here today, probably. Amen. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you right now that God met Barry where his faith was.
That's
and his
right.
faith was in the word. Amen. And yes, he did go through chemo, but God gave him the green light. God gave him a word. A revelation word, a knowledge word, a word of discernment, a word for the future. Amen. God gave him, this is going to happen. So Barry began to see himself healed, teaching in the schools. Amen.
Amen.
And today he is totally, totally healed. And he is one
Glory
of my professors. Amen.
Amen.
This is the power of imagination. Amen.
Yes,
you have
faith.
To see yes. the desired result that you want in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And then your faith will bring it to pass in the
Amen.
Physical realm. Amen.
Amen.
But you got to believe the word. You got to trust the word. You got to believe the word. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get to another point. Faith is personal, right? Each Israelite had to look for themselves. Right? You can say, hey, Harry, look for me. No, you can't do that. Amen. Each Israelite had to look for themselves at the pole in order to be healed. No one
Amen.
Could do it for them. Amen. Well, in the same way, each person must personally believe in Jesus for salvation. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I can't receive the Lord for maybe an unbeliever. They have to
right.
do it for themselves. All I can
yeah.
do is share the good news.
That's
and
right.
the Holy Spirit will bring conviction to them. And the Holy Spirit will pull them, amen, to the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
So the statement that, you know, that says you have to have faith to believe suggests that belief is something, particularly a religious spiritual concept, and it requires a foundation of trust and conviction, even
yes.
in the absence of concrete evidence.
Right.
Amen. So, let's break it down a little bit. Faith as a foundation. In many, many religious contexts, faith is seen as the bedrock upon which belief is built, right? So you
Amen.
Gotta, like I said before, no hope, no faith, no belief, really, no faith. You gotta hope for something, right? And the reality, it's the trust of in something that is not immediately visible or probable, a belief in something that is beyond the realm of ordinary understanding, right? That's what we said about faith. You can't really see it. You can't see it right away. As a matter of fact, you didn't even have proof of that coming to pass yet. But you gotta have the faith to believe. Amen. That is beyond you. It's in the supernatural. Amen.
Yes,
but
amen.
You know that God has given you the understanding and the knowledge and the revelation that it will come to pass.
That's amen. Right.
Just like he did with Barry. Amen.
Amen. Yep.
And believe, let's see, belief as a result of faith. Having faith in the sense implies a willingness to accept something as true, even without complete proof or understanding, right? So right. When you believe something, let's say you meet a person and say, I believe I've seen you before. I believe we met before, right? So it's something that you believe to be true. Amen? Where faith, there's no evidence of it. You understand? Faith is something, no, you haven't seen it yet. You have no proof of it. You just need to trust God and have confidence in that it will come, that it's going to happen, and begin to imagine it as you want it to be, it, right? Amen. The word says, call it those better. Things that are mm-hmm. not as if they are. Call it. Uh-huh. Imagine yep. things that are not as if they are. Yes. That's what you got to do. I mean, I can say, you know, we're not talking about Easter meditation and this, and people get all, I want to say all jacked up, amen, when we talk about meditation. But the word says that Joshua, in the book of Joshua, the Lord said, if you meditate on my word day and night, then you will become prosperous and successful. Mm-hmm. God is talking here about positive imagination. Positive medication, meditating on the word, not on things outside of the word of God.
On the word, amen.
On the word. What is it that aligns to the word? Well, the Lord says with long life, God will satisfy us.
Yes.
Well, stand amen. On that word. Amen. Mm-hmm. The word says, amen. By his stripes we were healed. Stand on that word. The word mm-hmm. says that the Lord Jesus took all my sins at the cross. Then when you sin, know that your sins have been forgiven. Turn yourself around and don't do it again.
Amen.
It's amen. As simple as that. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The Bible also emphasizes the importance of faith in God, even when things are not going as expected, right?
Yes. Yes.
How many things, you know, we can say right now, well, there are certain things that are not going as we expected, amen? And I can think of a lot of things, amen? Family, in ministry, with the land, right? There's a lot of things that are not going as expected, right?
Mm-hmm.
But look at what the word says, Romans 1:17. Let's turn there. I hope you're receiving something today here. Amen.
Yes, amen.
Because the word is good. Amen. God's word is good. It is alive and it does.
All the time.
Mm-hmm.
It is good.
Romans 1:17 says, for in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just, right, shall live by faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Are we the righteousness of God?
Amen.
Let me tell you, when you receive the Lord Jesus, he placed a garment of righteousness, a robe of righteousness on you.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? No one can take it away.
No one.
No one. Amen. And I love this word because it says, for in it, the righteousness of God is revealed. He revealed it. We are his sons and daughters. He called us his own. And our walk is by faith, not by sight. Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah. So it says here, the just, we live by faith. We gotta, listen, church, there's no other way to live than to live by faith.
That's right.
There's no other way. Let's talk about faith versus belief, right? And we touch mm-hmm. upon these a little bit. While the two terms are often, right, used interchangeably, some distinguish between them, right? There's some distinguishing between them, right? Faith can be seen as a deeper level of trust and conviction, right? Because if we don't trust God, what's the faith then? We trusted in his word, and by faith we believe that his son, right, went to the cross and died, and on the third day he resurrected, right? Yes. While belief can be a more general acceptance of something as true, like mm-hmm. I said before. You know, I think we met already. Or, you know, or maybe an exam. Oh, I know I'm going to pass it. Like, well, if you study and all that, you know, you should pass the test. You know what I mean? So I said, yeah, I got this. And I got this in the bag, you know. So, you know, that's your belief. But that's not faith.
Right.
Amen. Because you had substance. You had your books. You had your notes. You had your lectures. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, unless you don't look at them, you may fail. But obviously, if you study, you're going to pass the test. That's a belief. Yeah, I got this.
Amen.
You know, I got this, right? So mm-hmm. there's a distinct difference. You know, with faith, you got to trust the Lord. Like we said last week, trust in the Lord and lean not on your own understanding. You got to acknowledge him in all your ways. He's going to direct your path. He's going to direct where you need to go.
Yes.
Do you know where we're going? Do you know where you're going?
Yes.
Do you know what's going to happen next month? Believe. Next year? No, but by faith, we trust God.
Right.
Right? Didn't Abraham believe? Right? Isn't it here in Hebrews?
He did believe.
And so many others, right? We got a cloud. The word says we got a cloud of witnesses, right?
Amen. Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, Hebrews 11:17 says, by faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises offered up his only begotten son. By faith.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know how we know it's by faith? Because God promised him a son of promise. Amen.
Yes.
Not a son of the bond servant, but a son of the free woman, Sarah.
Right.
Yes.
A son of promise. And when he did, and when he obeyed God, and he was walking towards that mountain, he knew that God was going to provide an offering.
That's right.
But then the word also says, when he goes with the guys and he tells the guys, wait here, we will be back. Mm-hmm. That's faith.
Right.
He didn't know how it was all going to work out. He didn't see another lamb. As a matter of fact, I believe the word says there was no ram when he went up, because it doesn't speak about it.
Right.
Speaks about it afterwards. He saw the ram after the angel stopped him from sacrificing Isaac.
Amen.
That is faith,
Amen.
Church, telling the guys on the bottom of the mountain, we will be back. That's faith. No evidence. But he had faith in God. If God promised me a son, and he's a son of promise, and there's going to be many generations coming after him, God is going to provide something. I can't see it right now. I don't know what it is, but God will provide. He even told Isaac, God will provide.
He will provide.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, right?
Hallelujah.
So here we have the concept of faith and belief can also extend to even non-religious contexts, such as having faith in a friend or a cause, or believing in the power of science or human potential, right? Sometimes we trust our friends more than we trust God.
Mm.
Sometimes we trust our circumstances more than we trust God. Sometimes we trust in the doctors more than we trust God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Yeah, we need doctors, but you got to know who the healer is.
Yes.
You can't take for granted God and his word. You got to know that he is the healer.
Yes, he is.
Even through medication, he is the ultimate great physician, the healer.
Amen.
And that's where your faith should lie, not on medication, but on God, the healer,
Amen.
The great physician. Amen. Amen. For all areas of your life, you're going through something emotionally, God is the healer. He's the great physician.
Amen.
Bring everything to the cross. Bring everything to him. Lay it at the altar. Lay it at the feet. Just like Abraham did. He laid his son, all that he had, he laid it at the feet of the Lord, because he obeyed God. Amen. And then God made provision.
Amen.
Because God is the source of all things. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And sometimes we even have faith in our own human potential.
Yes.
In our own strength, in our own works. It ain't going to take you very far, let me tell you. You're eventually going to fall. And then when you fall, you're going to fall hard. Because our faith has to be in God. The just, the righteous, we live by faith. By faith, we walk. Not by sight. Not by our five senses. Amen? Hallelujah. Amen. So hear the message. Amen. The message in the Gospel of John 3:14-15 is very simple, yet so profound. Can we agree? Amen. It's simple, but it's so profound. Amen. I mean, he's using the Old Testament scriptures to point to Jesus, to point to himself, the Lord Christ, with Nicodemus, amen, to point us to the cross, mm-hmm, to point all who would read his word to the cross. So we got to continue to look on the Lord and remain alive. Amen.
Amen.
And live that abundant life that he so promised, mm-hmm, for you.
Amen.
Our life is full of blessings. So let me tell you, if you're struggling with sin, look to Jesus, who has forgiven you all past, present, and future sins and fully paid your debt. If you feel unworthy, look unto Jesus, who calls you. You are his sons and daughters of the Most High. He has made you joint heirs with him.
Amen.
When God looks at Jesus, when he looks at you, he's seen an image of his son Jesus in you.
Amen.
So you are fully valued, fully worthy in the eyes of God. You are his shining apple. Amen.
That's right.
When you seek eternal life, look unto Jesus. Believe. Yes. Amen. Believe that what he said is true. Believe that what he spoke to Nicodemus is true. Believe his word. Amen. That when you receive his son, his only begotten son, and you believe in the good news, in the resurrection power, you will have eternal life. Amen. There is a home for you, waiting for you. But in the meantime, hallelujah, we gotta enjoy the journey that God has us in right now. Amen. So just as the Israelites were healed by looking at the bronze pole, at the bronze serpent, we receive eternal life by looking to Jesus in faith. He was lifted up, amen, on the cross for our salvation. And today, he is calling us, the church, the believers in Christ, to trust in him and him alone. Amen?
Amen.
We got to put our trust, full trust in God and know, like I always say, God is for you, never against you. Amen?
Amen.
He is the true and only God. He loves you. He cares for you. He's in love with you, and he is well pleased with you.
Amen.
Amen.